Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We're so glad that you're with us, and we want you to be comfortable to be with us. We want you to enjoy and share this time with us.
Is that why you have those two chairs sitting there?
Okay.
Our invisible gifts.
We have, well, there's actually three chairs on this side. We're in our very expensive studio. Just kidding. We're at our dining room table.
Our homemade dining room table.
Our homemade.
That you made for us. I made this table. For family night.
And why do we need a big giant table like this?
It's a family night. We can have all of our kids and grandkids sit around here and eat and be noisy and all talk.
And it's so much fun.
But we can hear everybody's conversation.
Yes.
It's my favorite thing.
We welcome you to come over and sit down at our table with us.
Yeah, if you would like to come, and we'll have you as a guest.
And join in.
That'd be fun.
Well, where are we today? I know we've been talking about angels. So where are we?
Well, we left off with talking about guardian angels, protecting us. We mentioned in Psalms where it says that if you fall, you won't hurt your feet, and the angels that watch over children. So now we're going to move on to an actual scene in Peter's life, true story.
Wait, can I ask you one quick question?
Sure.
Do you know right off the top of your head how many angel discussions we've had from the scriptures? Do you know?
So far?
Yeah.
Oh, I think around 14. Man, we were going to do one or two, and then it just kept growing.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? There are angels all over the scriptures. They are intimately involved in the will of God and God's plan for our lives and the gospel and just all kinds of great things. So thank you, Father, for angels that are ministering spirits sent to those who will inherit heaven.
And if you're like me, afterwards, after the devotional or during studying it, we think about it more and more and more. And yes. I don't know about you, but I'm freshly aware of the fact that there are angels. And I've been telling the Lord to tell them thank you more often. And I've been anticipating what they're doing, even though I can't see it. So that's been fun for me the last few days.
Right on.
So right now we have this true story. It's in Peter's life. To give you a little bit of backdrop, Peter and James, this is the brother of John, had been giving the gospel out, and they were under heavy persecution. Mm-hmm. The religious leaders wanted to get rid of them. And in fact, John had just been executed, and Peter was thrown in jail, and they were waiting for Peter to be the next guy. So, why are you looking like that?
Well,
I read about it, so I know it's true.
Wait, who got executed?
James, the brother of John.
Oh, James.
What did I say?
I thought you said John.
Maybe I did. Forgive me if I did. But James is the brother of John, and he was just, during this writing, he was just executed.
Oh, okay.
And Peter was in jail waiting to be executed, to be the next one. And the church is praying for these guys to get sprung loose, right? Mm-hmm. James didn't. He was executed and sprung loose to heaven. And so, you know, when we say guardian angels and the angels protecting us, sometimes you might go, well, what happened in this situation? Why did James not get the intervention that Peter did?
Yeah.
You know, we don't know, but we will know someday. But when it's our time to go, it's our time to go.
Yep. I always talk about that as the appointment you will not be late to.
Right. And God is going to be glorified. So we can't always see from our perspective. So anyway, we're taking up a lot of time. Pretty soon you're going to be looking at your watch. Tell me I'm done. We haven't even got to the verses yet. Okay, we're in Acts 22, New Living Testament. Verse 6, the night before Peter was to be placed on trial, he was asleep, fastened with two chains between two soldiers. Well, you know those soldiers must have been hearing the gospel.
Yeah.
But boy, they didn't want him to get loose, did they?
No, they did not.
And others stood guard at the prison gate. So he had one on either side at the gate. Verse 7, suddenly there was a bright light in the cell. What's a bright light from?
It's got to be an angel.
And he's been in God's presence, so he brings in the light.
Yes, he's reflecting the glory of God. Okay.
And an angel of the Lord stood before Peter. Of course, Peter's snoring away. The angel struck him on the side to waken him. Here's another one getting pushed in the side. Remember like Elijah did?
Yeah.
These angels like to punch your shoulders and wake you up. So the angel struck him on the side to awaken him and said, "Quick, get up." And the chains fell off his wrists. Verse 8. Then the angel told him, this part cracks me up, "Get dressed and put on your sandals." And he did. "Now put on your coat and follow me." So here's another supernatural event happening with this angel getting inside the prison. And he didn't open any doors or anything, but to get inside, he's standing there and he does a supernatural thing. And then he tells Peter the practical, you know?
Yeah.
Get your coat on, get your shoes on, and then follow me. I don't know why that just amazes me. I think that they would just finish off the deal with zapping them, you know? Forget those old shoes. And why do you need the practical stuff? This is a miracle happening here.
Yeah.
Anyway, very practical. So he told him to get dressed, and Peter did. So verse 9, so Peter left the cell following the angel. But all the time he thought it was a vision. He didn't realize it was actually happening.
Oh, so he thinks he's dreaming.
He thinks he's dreaming. Yeah. He's not. And then verse 10, they passed the first and the second guard posts. Wow. No one saw them. And came to the iron gate leading to the city. Now, interesting, that gate is closed. So the angel didn't open it up to come in. He just popped in there. But now when he's taking Peter out, Peter can't pop out because he's a human in a human body. So he's got to go through the practical opening the gate up. So, and this opened for them all by itself. So it probably had angels opening up the gate. So they passed through and started walking down the street together. And then the angel suddenly left him.
See, there they are again. Angels know their job, the will of God. They do what they were sent to do. They don't want any credit, and then they get out of there.
Right. In fact, they tell them oftentimes, "Hurry up, let's go. We gotta go."
Just like it seems like you did it right here, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, what do you think? Pretty well, fun, huh?
Okay, I think that there's a lot of things going on here all at once. I like the fact that the church is praying for Peter.
Like they prayed for James.
Yes.
Two different outcomes.
Yes. But they're praying for God's will.
Right.
And I do believe that prayer changes things. And the Lord wants us to pray. It encourages us to pray. And
so it must have been over with as far as James' ministry on earth. And
right.
And the Lord knew that it wasn't over with yet for Peter. He had some other things for him to do.
Yeah.
So he kept him going.
Right. So that's going on. And then in heaven, there's the Lord fully aware of everything that's going on. He certainly had the power to release Peter. And he picks one of the angels to go and take care of this job. I wonder if angels raise their wings, you know, like we were supposed to raise our hands, you know. Any volunteers?
Pick me.
And up goes a wing, you know. And he travels on a wing and a prayer.
That's funny.
And so I love the whole thing. Are you going to finish that last part? Are we running out of time?
No, that's all that he left him. But I know that when he ends up going up to the house where they're praying for him, he knocks on the door and the little servant girl goes, hey, Peter's here. They think that she's crazy.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool that they're all so intently praying for his release. Yes. And when it happens, they're, because I guess James had already passed away, their faith was pretty discouraged. So, but when it happened this time, they were like intently praying, and then they had the answer come and stand right before them.
Amen. So Lord, send us some helpers like that so that we can do your will.
Right.
Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for loving us and giving us this time together. I ask, Father, you bless all the listeners. I pray, Father, that you would show yourself strong on behalf of all those people who are praying to you. May you answer all their petitions, Lord. We love you, Father, because you first loved us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Everybody says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you all. We'll see you soon.